Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm looking with you today at John chapter 11, starting at verse 45. This takes place just after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and now many crowds are seeking to follow Jesus. Some are coming to believe in Jesus, and the religious rulers of the day begin to get worried that there will be a revolt against the power of the Sanhedrin to the point that the Romans will need to come in and restore order in the nation. And the fear of the leaders is that they'll lose their place in society. But Caiaphas, the high priest, has a solution. He argues that they need to put Jesus to death. He makes a very specific argument. He says, look, if we put Jesus to death, then the crowds that follow him won't revolt against us, and then the Romans won't come in and take away our place. Which is better, he asks, for one man to die or for a nation to die? Of course, it's better that one man, and then he puts it so interestingly, it's better that one man should die for the people. And then John, the author of this gospel, governed by the inspiring Holy Spirit, tells us that Caiaphas didn't say this of his own accord. In other words, God was so working in Caiaphas, though he was an evil man, that he said something more meaningful than he realized. John says that this was a prediction that Jesus would die to join Jew and Gentile together into the one people of God. We know it as the church. Caiaphas, on the other hand, doesn't realize that God has placed on his lips something that sounds very similar to Isaiah 53, that Jesus would die in our place for our sins. It's actually a sad thing that Caiaphas was so close with his words to possibly understanding the true meaning of Jesus' death, and yet he remained blind to it. You know, if you or I were there at Calvary, looking up at Jesus on the cross, we could be tempted to think, well, this is just another Roman crucifixion. We possibly could miss the deeper meaning of what was happening. But we do know, the Gospel of John right here helps us see it. We do know the deeper meaning. And so the call upon you and me is to thank God for the plan he made long ago for our forgiveness, and to thank Jesus for courageously going to the cross and bearing our guilt, and to thank the Holy Spirit for opening our eyes so that we could understand and receive that forgiveness. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.